Welcome to Small Business Insights, where back office conversations give us insight to what's really going on. Is it grit or luck that gives a small business owner an advantage? Let's find out. I'm your host, Laura Fisher. All right, well, welcome back. We are having our second episode with Eric Blossom.
Thank you for having me back.
Oh, you're welcome. I tell you what, I got some good feedback on the show, and they're ready to hear part two. So we talked to you last week about how you started. You were in the Navy, you got out, you were an expat, you moved over to Russia, you liked it over there, your expat term had expired, you came back over to the United States, but you and your wife really liked it over there in Moscow, so you thought, well, we'd like to go back. And you found an opportunity for you to use the
geophysics.
Geophysics, which you explained is like an MRI of the ground. So that's pretty fast. That was a good analogy. And you started your own business. And that was in 2014?
Started the business 2006.
2006, that's right. It was 14 years from 2000 to 2020. And when we left the show last week, Eric was stranded over here in Houston, right?
That's right. That's right.
During the pandemic, figuring out how to make ends meet, how to close down a company in Russia because the border had closed and there was no way he could get over the border because he didn't have a Russian passport, even though he had a business over there. So that's where we're at. And I know recently you finally sold your home. This is now 2022. And you and I met through the Fort Bend Chamber of Commerce. That's where I got to hear about your story. And I thought, man, this guy is starting over.
Yeah.
So tell me what happened. When did you start getting rid of your company and then building a new one? Did it all happen at the same time? What kind of process?
It was all at the same time. You know, I'm always thinking of, you know, trying to look and think of different ideas or different ways that I can grow my current business. And I'm always looking at different ways to feed the family, right? At the end of the day. So I had just been looking at different, if I was going to start another business, I wanted it to be a franchise. As I told you guys in the last episode, that it really took us, you know, a good 7 years to get the previous business up and in a place that it could really run on its own. And I, not as young as I once was, you know, getting up there.
He's giving me facial, you know.
I didn't want to do that again, and I didn't want to go through the pain or the time of doing that.
I know,
so we went ahead.
It's just hard. Yeah, it's hard work.
So we wanted to buy a franchise, so to help us get up that curve
faster. You did?
Yeah.
You
so this is a franchise.
How do you find a franchise?
So, you know, just a lot of research online. You know, you look at a lot of different places, what the returns are, how much they charge, how much their fees are, what their contribution is.
Don't they have brokers that go through that, or do you need a broker?
But, you know, I was a little skeptical about that because you don't really know how they're incentivized, or, you know, they might be pushing you in a certain direction because they're incentivized, or, you know, right. So you really don't know that. So I tried to do a lot of that work independently. I did end up using a broker.
Google search franchise for sale?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So
Entrepreneurial Magazine, they've got some stuff that you can look at as well. I know that there's different fairs that you can go to and expos that you can go and look at different things. And I really wasn't interested in, you know, fast food or, you know, washaterias or that kind of stuff. So
what kind of variety is there out there with
There's
franchises?
Everything, you know, anything that somebody can label and put a process around, you know, they'll try to sell it to you. So,
there's a service industry. Let's see, what are the franchises? I always think of food franchises. What are the Well, there's Pool Scouts.
Absolutely. You
know, there's things like that.
Home services. Yeah.
Home service. What else?
So pest, AC, electrical, heating, pool, like you mentioned, lawn, landscaping, U-Hauls, trailers, that kind of stuff.
So this is a good tip for folks. So if you want to start a business, but you don't really know how to, that's an opportunity you could kind of research.
Absolutely.
To say I can buy into a company, what are the advantages to doing that?
Well, I think, you know, the startup cost up front tend to be more than if you were going to do it yourself. But what you're buying is you're buying those consultants to come in and help get you up the learning curve a lot faster. And potentially over the long term, that's going to save you a lot of money, not only in just expertise that you're buying in, but also all the cost of mistakes.
Software management,
everything. All those things, inventory. Right? It's all packaged and it's ready to go. Plus you get all those consultants to help you with managing human relations, legal, all those other pitfalls that if you don't go in that direction that you've got to learn yourself potentially.
So what kind of price tag do they range from? Is it like a one-time fee and then you pay a monthly? How do these franchises work and what is the price range?
Yeah, so a lot of them are going to work off of geographies. And what I found is a lot of those are based on zip codes. So whatever area that you want to service, a lot of times with different franchises, you can get exclusivity in a certain zip code. And that's really what you're buying.
So they're sitting around saying, hey, I'm going to make my business available because we don't have a presence in this area, like over
Correct.
Here in Sugar Land or Stafford
Correct.
Or some
yeah.
neighborhood.
Right.
And then they
same reason they won't put two McDonald's right next door to each other. They're going to make sure that they're spaced out enough to give you a market to be able to flourish.
I don't think Starbucks really went through that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, yeah.
But they're not a franchise.
They're not a franchise. They own all their stores.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. All right, so how long did it take for you to kind of pick the one you wanted?
I would say probably about 3 to 4 months of really hard digging and doing a lot of investigative work.
Is that just by yourself or are you starting to talk to people?
Yeah, so again, you know, going back to the mentors that we talked on the previous episode, you know, we talked to mentors, we talked to a lot of people.
So did you have to have an expertise in whatever franchise you picked?
No, and I think that's one of the great things about it as well, is it doesn't, you know, it doesn't preclude somebody that doesn't know or have experience in a certain industry. We ended up picking the industry that we're in because it was pretty similar to what we were doing overseas. It was just in a different industry, but the fundamentals of the business were the same.
All right. So tell us the name of that business.
Yeah. So we own Temperature Pro, an HVAC franchise located here in Strickland.
So what do you get with a franchise for something like that? Like you get marketing, you get materials, I guess, training.
Yeah. For me, the nugget that they really offered us was the marketing side. As I said before, you know, in the oil and gas sector, marketing is completely, well, B2B
right.
versus, you know, business to consumer. It's a lot different working in the Google sphere, in Facebook sphere, you know, and using those for business marketing. It was very much different from what we had done previously. So it helped my wife and I get up the learning curve a lot.
Yeah. Was the market right for the location that you're at? I mean, how come you landed on that? I mean, did you know there weren't 10 other HVAC companies close by?
Yeah. So we did a lot of research of where competing franchises were and how they were operating and where independents were as well. So where independent companies are operating.
So what do you recommend? You think that's a good path for you and other people? What would you recommend?
Franchising or this particular one? I think
either one.
Yeah. So
are you an entrepreneur is it burning you or are you just like a strong businessman? I mean, what do you, some entrepreneurs like to create from scratch.
I guess I would kind of describe myself as kind of a business coach and a lifelong learner. I really yeah. enjoy learning things. When I get kind of antsy when I'm stuck in one place too long. So right. I'm always liking to move on to the next thing or learn something new. If I'm doing the same task over and over again, at about month three, my wife will tell you, I start to go a little batty, a little, you know, and she knows that, you know, okay, it's time to move to the, you know.
So you picked a business that allows that too, because mm-hmm. a lot of businesses, like our business, is different day to day.
Yeah,
so, but the back office stuff is the same.
Correct.
You know, I'm still doing the same things.
Right. But
new people come in, new problems.
Well, and I enjoy it as well. I mean, because one day you're working on accounting, the next day you're working on marketing, and the next day I might be in somebody's attic, the next day, you know. So I enjoy that, you
so
know,
you're
that
actually
flexibility.
Being an HVAC person yourself?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Cause
but I'm prepared to get hot and sweaty in somebody's attic if, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
I can pass tools and be a gopher for any of the technicians or anything
else. Well, that's helpful. We have an AC guy we call, and when I see him in the winter, he's chubby, and in the summer, he's skinny. That heat is something else.
It does. It gets pretty warm. So I try to do my best to stay in the living room and, you know, when I go into somebody's house.
Okay, so you got stuck in 2020. Now it's 2022. So when did you start your new business?
Yeah, so we took first call June 1st of last year.
Okay, so almost a year.
Almost a year.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've owned the franchise for over a year. Licensing and getting everything set up took a little time. Which is expected with any new business. But yeah, first call for us was June 1st.
So do you have to put a lot of capital up front for this one in particular because you have service trucks and equipment? Or do you have contractors that provide that and you're subcontracting? How does that work?
Yeah, so, you know, with every franchise, they're going to have different capital requirements. HVAC, you know, yeah, you've got to have vans, you've got to have inventory, you've got to have equipment. It's not as expensive as some of the fast food places. It's not $1 million, you know, that you need. You know, $200,000-$400,000 up to $600,000 would kind of be in the realm of what you're looking at to get in the franchise that I got into. But they're all different. Some of them are, you know, you can buy a dog washing, dog grooming franchise, I think, for $20,000-$30,000, and you only need, you know, some kind of a van,
right,
to put the pooch in, and then, you know, off you go.
Actually, I think one of those come to my house.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah. So there, there's different franchises for everybody. You know, it's for different capital levels and everything else.
So you started off in June 2021 with you and maybe what, two or three techs. How'd you start off?
We started, yeah, exactly.
And your
that.
Wife.
Yeah, two techs and my wife, and we ended up hiring an operations manager. We had we wanted to get going a little faster. We had a little extra capital, so we were a bit more aggressive in the beginning than some of the other franchises are. But yeah, that's how we started.
And so a year later, how many employees do you have? Are you busy?
Yeah, right now we are up at 10 employees. We're very busy. We're setting records for the franchise. We're doing very well.
That's awesome. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and I would like to ask you a question again. This is different than last episode. I would like your best tip you could give our listeners on just managing a business. All right?
All right.
We'll be right back.
Today's show was brought to you by Imperial Cold Storage. Commercial walk-in refrigerated and freezer units are available for rent. Perfect for produce, beverages, flowers, perishable items, and more. Search for Imperial Storage Solutions today. Imperial Storage Solutions, keeping it cool for you.
All right, Eric, we're back. And the reason why I changed the question up for you a little bit is because the question was, how you got any tip for our listeners about managing? Because I'm thinking you've had so many different experiences in different countries. You've been in the Navy, been part of a team. You've been the team leader. Now you're reinventing yourself here in the United States. So, I mean, managing is all about people, you know, and you need their help along the way. So what are some tips that you have found that you've brought from each job that have make you a better boss today?
One of the things that I would really strongly suggest with all small business owners is to initially start with a journal and take notes about your business every day. And then further, take those, once you get all those notes down or you get going on your notes, turn that into a really a planning document and work on your vision statement, your mission statement, and try to formalize that process. And once you have that formalized, then take it to the next step and really write procedures for each one of the people in your office and in your company. And that's really the only way that you're going to have a chance to step back away from your company and be able to work on your business instead of inside your business.
Oh, that's so true. It's so hard. It's hard to take that extra time, that thought process to work on your business because we're usually in survival mode.
Correct. And the easiest time to do that is when you're getting started. After the ball's already rolling and your business is going, it gets much more difficult to do that as time goes forward.
Absolutely. So last time we heard, you were stuck here. So the time we're recording this right now, there's conflict going over in Ukraine and Russia, and I'm sure you're hearing from your friends. And I asked you earlier, are they concerned And you said, not really, because I said it's big. Is that because they're not in Ukraine? Yes. I'm sure right now, you see, when you talked about you ripping off the Band-Aid and being here, hindsight's 2020. What have you learned through all this?
Well, I think, you know, you've got to be flexible. You know, different things are going to happen all the time. Regulation's going to change. Business is going to change. Business climate is going to change. And I think as small business owners or entrepreneurs, we've always got to be flexible, because people are going to leave. And there's no one in your organization that shouldn't be replaceable. And you've got to kind of have that mentality. And, you know, going back to those procedures and everything else, you've got to be ready for everything. Right. So when something changes, you've got to be light-footed about it and be ready for that change. So whether it's geopolitical or salaries, costs of business, gasoline prices, suppliers being delinquent, you know, everybody is learning, especially now, you know, with difficulties in supply, everything, you've just got to be flexible.
What'd you learn about yourself?
I've just learned to be incredibly patient.
Wow. What's that look like?
I think that if you are patient and you show resolve, things tend to come your way. It's when we try to get aggressive and push to make something happen, that's usually where we get in trouble.
Well, I know my husband, you know, he's the driver. He's got the ambition. And that leads to being impulsive, you know, and that works in most cases because he takes advantage of the opportunities.
That's a good point. You know, there's certainly those types of opportunities where, you know, you've got to jump on it when you see it in front of you. But then, you know, also learning when you need to sit back and be reflective and really think something through also is a good strategy. So,
yeah,
depends on the moment, I guess.
So what's next for you?
Well, we're just going to continue to grow this business. We have recently expanded into two other territories, both all of the territory in Houston proper, plus all of the territory that's heading down towards NASA and the water in Galveston. We've purchased all that territory as well. So we're going to be expanding over the next couple of years and keep growing our business.
And can you close with anything about the political nature? Anything that maybe you could give us some insight that we're not seeing on the news?
I think that we all should be a little skeptical of some of the things that we see on the news. I think that we've all seen where certain shows are politicized. But in this instance, you know, Vladimir Putin has lost his rocker. He's gone too far. It's a complete travesty what's happening. And my heart and goes out to friends that I know all over the former Soviet Union, the people in Ukraine especially. But the Russian people are going to have resolve, and they're going to have to stand up to Putin.
Can they do that?
It's going to have to be done. It can't be one individual, though. It's got to be the voice of the entire country. They're going to have to unify and stand up.
All right. Well, with that, Eric, I want to thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
You need to tell us how to reach you, because I bet you'd like some business.
Absolutely. So Temperature Pro, anybody that needs HVAC or AC repair, AC and heating repair, please call us at 713-540-1000.
And do you have a website?
www.temperaturepro.com.
And I'll put those in the show notes. And is that for commercial or residential or both?
Both. So we'll do both.
All right. And I'm sure you'll give everybody a good deal.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I got a special favor to ask of you today. It's a new podcast. It's a baby podcast. And I'm so thankful that you're listening, but I really would like it to grow. In order to do that, I need some ratings and reviews. So of course I'd like you to give me a 5-star rating, but then go that extra mile, please, and give me a written review. And that would really help the podcast become alive more on search engines. And you would be a part of our success. Please take a moment sometime today or anytime this week. And I'd really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us this week on Small Business Insights. Make sure you visit our website at fisherpodcast.com, where you can follow the podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform, so you'll never miss a show. If you enjoyed and found value in today's episode, we'd appreciate a rating and review on iTunes, or simply share it with a friend. That would help us out too. Make sure you tune in next week for our next episode. Until then, you better be up to something.